Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Jessica Hergert. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Nathan H. Fowler, MD, an associate professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, to discuss the FDA approval of umbralisib for the treatment of select patients with relapsed refractory marginal zone lymphoma and relapsed refractory follicular lymphoma. On February 5, 2021, the FDA granted an accelerated approval to umbralisib for the treatment of select patients with relapsed refractory MZL and relapsed refractory follicular lymphoma. The agent is specifically indicated for adult patients with relapsed refractory MZL who have previously received at least one anti-CD20-based regimen. It is also approved for use in adult patients with relapsed refractory follicular lymphoma who have previously received at least three lines of systemic treatment. The regulatory decision was based on data from two single-arm cohorts of an open-label multicenter multi-cohort trial, UTX-TGR-205, that was conducted in a total of 69 patients with MZL who had previously received at least one therapy, including an anti-CD20-containing regimen, and in 117 patients with follicular lymphoma who had previously received at least two systemic therapies. In the trial, participants received umbralisib at a once-daily dose of 800 mg until progressive disease or intolerable toxicity. Results showed that the agent elicited an overall response rate of 49% in patients with MZL, with 16% experiencing complete responses. The median duration of response had not yet been reached in this subgroup. For patients with follicular lymphoma, the overall response rate was slightly lower, at 43%, with 3% of patients achieving complete responses. The median duration of response was 11.1 months in this subgroup. Regarding safety, the most frequently reported toxicities with umbralisib included increased creatinine, diarrhea and colitis, fatigue, nausea, neutropenia, transaminase elevation, musculoskeletal pain, anemia, thrombocytopenia, upper respiratory tract infection, vomiting, abdominal pain, reduced appetite, and rash. 18% of patients reported serious toxicities, which were most commonly diarrhea and colitis and infection. Transaminase elevation and diarrhea and colitis were the most common reasons for dose modifications with the agent. In our exclusive interview, Fowler discussed the data that served as the basis for the accelerated approval of umbralisib in MZL and follicular lymphoma, explained the implications of the regulatory decision on clinical practice, and detailed potential next steps for the PI3K-delta and CKI-epsilon inhibitor. Could you provide an overview of the patient population that was evaluated in the UNITY trial?
The UNITY trial was, it's an open-label phase 2 study, and we enrolled 208 patients with relapsed and refractory marginal zone lymphoma, follicular lymphoma, and SLL. And these patients had included multiple prior lines of therapy, including at least one anti-CD20 treatment.
What was noteworthy about the efficacy data?
So the primary objective of this study was to look at the overall response rate of this single agent in these relapsed low-grade lymphomas. And with a median of almost 28-month follow-up, overall response rate was 47%. And that's pretty good for a patient population who is, on their second, third, and fourth line of treatment. Almost all patients had reduction in their tumor volume. In fact, 86% of patients had shrinkage of their tumor. And the median duration of response has not yet been reached for marginal zone lymphoma. It was around a year, 11 months in follicular lymphoma, and 18 months in SLL.
Could you provide some insight into the mechanism of action of umbralisib?
Umbralisib is a selective PI3 kinase inhibitor. It hits the delta isoform as well as a couple isoforms, but it's highly selective for the delta isoform of PI3 kinase. It also hits CK1 epsilon, which is a protein that's involved in translation of multiple oncogenes like MYC and BCL2.
Could you speak to what is known about umbralisib's safety profile, and are there any toxicities that providers should be aware of when prescribing the agent?
The drug umbralisib as a single agent was very well tolerated. Very few patients had to discontinue drug. Only 14% of patients had to stop therapy due to adverse event. We saw grade three events, which are serious events, in around not that many patients, but we saw neutropenia around 11%, grade three diarrhea in 10%, and occasionally we saw elevation of liver function tests in patients at around 7%. For patients who are giving the drug, I think it's always important to monitor all of these side effects, so drop in blood counts along with GI side effects, but I think the study showed that if you manage the drug and interrupt dosing when patients develop an event, very few patients actually have to stop drug due to toxicity.
How does the approval advance the MZL and follicular lymphoma paradigm?
Patients that have multiple relapse follicular lymphomas unfortunately tend to have worse outcomes with each subsequent line of treatment. So we know that patients, when they get to their second, third, and fourth line of therapy, often can have short remission rates. So we need new drugs in that category, patients with multiple relapses. Many of the drugs that are currently available for patients in that setting are either associated with significant toxicity or low efficacy. So I think that umbralizumab represents another one of drugs in a unique class that is pretty well tolerable and has tumor activity in the vast majority of patients where it's used. I think that this option will be utilized by clinicians for patients that have third and fourth line follicular lymphoma. So I can't really comment on will doctors stop one drug or this one, because I think it's really individual and depends on the not only the patient, but the side effects the patient is experiencing with another drug. I would just kind of say that for patients that have multiple relapses in follicular, we need more treatments. This treatment is very active and it's associated with very, very limited toxicity profile, and it's oral. So it's easy to give, not too much toxicity, and it appears very active in patients and after multiple other lines of therapy.
What are the next steps for umbralisib in lymphoma and even beyond?
So the promising activity profile as well as the toxicity rate suggests that this drug could be an agent which would work well in combination, both in the relapse setting and potentially in earlier lines of treatment. I hope that we will begin to see combination studies involving umbralisib across many different cancers, including low-grade lymphomas.
Is there anything else that you find intriguing about this approval or this agent that you'd like to highlight?
No, I would say, interestingly, a portion of patients achieve complete remissions with durable, with really long remission rates. So I think that we need more research into potential biomarkers of response for these patients so we can best identify patients who are most likely to derive really deep and long remissions with targeted therapy.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive on Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field and recaps from our State of the Science summits and institutional perspectives in cancer webinars. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and at OncLiveSOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive on Air.